You guys have any thoughts, questions, comments?
Well, just for clarification, that the county, the county operates off of sales tax. There's no property tax to be gained off of any of this for the county. It's strictly the revenue it would bring in. They operate off of sales tax, so it would be what the people that are in the RV spend within the county. I know this is just a drawing, but it looks like it joins down at Amherst, where we have a place for a turnaround there. Looks like you join down there at the corner. Is that right, Scott, or is that just a drawing?
Correct. Yeah.
It does join.
Yeah. You're talking about this corner right here?
Yes. No,
yeah,
come on down.
There's actually a row
there down at the bottom.
No, on down.
Down at the bottom.
There's Amherst.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I know it touches that property, but that's not accessible. And it has a pretty big drop-off right there.
The terrain there's...
That's where it starts going downhill. It starts to get pretty steep there. I know there's like a burned-down house and a couple other... looked like abandoned houses.
My house. That's his house.
The burned-down?
No. I the one of them burned down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's more of the ridge. This sits up, and then that corner does drop off there to where it's basically unbuildable.
So it's unbuildable,
yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm. There's no intention for us to join our road with Amherst, though.
Correct.
If that's your question.
And it's obviously those woods on the other sides, and then there is some abandoned storage units on the top side of the property there that they are correct. They are. It does look pretty rough on the abandoned ones.
Excuse me, weren't you going to bring the road in to the middle road there? Okay, so the one that's contiguous to your property to the
We need to be. You need to direct your questions to us.
Sorry, Mike.
So the back side of this, actually, unless you do a lot of leveling and everything, would not be developed for an RV to park on.
That's the part of it. You're correct. It will not be able to be developed on it. We want to go with the lay of the land. We like the lay of the land. We're not trying to blast or do anything like that. We want to use the current terrain to be able to put spots in. So, and I think the 150 number was just something that we talked about by saying, I think they say it's like on average there's 15 or something campers per acre. We threw a number out there. I mean, the grade of all this, as you can see, it's sloping really hard back there. The grade of all this is going to determine how many spots that, you know, meet our, you know, privacy requirements to be able to put in. So.
That was Todd Roth.
Yeah.
My biggest concern, other than the traffic issues on 76 and safety issues, vacating that road, you'd still be vacating a portion that doesn't butt up to you. Todd, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd want to know what we could do there before we do anything.
So they would still have it coming off the other street, correct?
You need to...
Okay.
Well...
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, you need to talk with him and legal counsel because... Todd knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to impact any other property owners that currently have, you know, if they ever have any future plans or whatever, we would go through that process, work closely with Scott's office as well.
Because you don't have property that funnels straight to it. You'd have to go, that would be my concern.
Correct, yeah, and that's where I had mentioned earlier, it might necessitate having to give up a little bit more right-of-way to be able to put a proper turnaround in. Since it would no longer be a through street, if we did vacate a portion of it, if legally we can do that.
I'm our attorney, just so I understand what you're talking about.
So typically when we vacate a road,
yeah,
the property that we vacate has to be has to touch the vacated
right.
portion.
Mm-hmm.
There, you wouldn't be vacating.
Right, yeah.
I think he's talking about behind the storage units,
right,
the one
no, right
that
where
the doctor
right,
owns.
No, right where her finger was.
Right,
yep.
So, there are concerns about these people?
Yes.
And I think one of the neighbors that live on that owns that track.
Yeah.
Isn't it the guy at the very top of that owns that track right there? Is that right, Todd? We looked
one
at.
One of the people on those that subdivision.
Are they here, or is that? I mean, if
yeah, it'll take some negotiations, obviously, with the adjacent property owners to look at vacating that, because you have to. It's not just. We can't just say, yeah, we're going to vacate it. It's anybody that butts up next to it and anybody that also connects to that potential future road.
And I think the concerns of the Auburn Road and Hillcrest Road being utilized or not utilized is by you putting your own road in.
Correct.
And that's contingent upon receiving a vacation. And then the vacation is going to be contingent upon that property owner.
Correct. Yeah, but we're actually going to access our property. We're not suggesting accessing it from Hillcrest or Auburn Road.
I understand that, but you understand my concerns. It's catty corner. If it was straight across, it would be different. It's not straight across, it's catty corner.
Yeah.
But that creates a problem, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess the biggest issue would be is if, you know, just having that concurrence with MoDOT to be able to be granted that commercial driveway access, because as soon as we have that, then that's the main access into the development.
You're still crossing publicly platted land to get to that parcel.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
And the vacation of that is up to the commission. And as it stands right now, I don't think there's any way we would vote to vacate that.
Yeah.
Because it's catty corner and not straight across. You don't own property on both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we would have to build it per Taney County requirements in the platted roadway easement. Correct?
You're starting to get into weeds that I think Mr. Elliott would need to weigh in on, and I don't think he's prepared to answer any questions right now from the look I just got.
I can answer whatever questions you have.
Do you share any concerns with going catty corner from publicly platted road?
Well, that's currently a public.
Do you see? Are you looking at
so,
it on your phone?
Yeah, I was looking at the beacon. So, I mean, there's two issues that I'm hearing. Number one, if the concern is folks going down Auburn or Hillcrest across the platted but undeveloped road, that strikes me from a legal perspective as not of concern because there is no road there.
And there's nothing we can do to stop them anyways because they're public.
Fair, but, I mean, I don't think that anyone is probably driving down where there isn't a road now. So the only real issue that we're talking about is the area of the publicly platted road that would require some sort of development in order to connect the driveway that's going to be on the northern parcel to the southern parcel, which is, you say, catty-cornered. So, I mean, the issue of road vacation is a separate one from, I think that the county road standards requires even non-county roads that are publicly platted, if they're going to be developed up to the road standards. So, but, I mean, that is a separate issue from the vacate. I mean, I don't know if vacate's appropriate or not, or whether the standard would be met for satisfying a petition to vacate. I don't know if that was all subdivided in the same subdivision, which would matter about which road vacate process would need to be followed. So, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns there, but I think that the basic focus would be developing the area of the road connecting the two properties subject to the county road standards. That would be point number one.
And that would be the easiest. So if the county didn't give us permission to develop this county road right here up to
Well, no, that is all a platted road. So the county road standards would require any road to be developed pursuant to county road standards.
Right, but
but it's not a county road.
Right, they don't want us to use that. So if they didn't give us permission to develop this, or if we didn't develop this up to their standard, we couldn't use it.
Well, I think it's Well, I think it's a platted road right now, so I don't know if there's any disagreement about how it needs to be developed. I'm not sure.
Right, but if we agree to not develop it, right? You see what I'm saying?
It's not a county road.
It's a platted road. Correct.
And therefore dedicated to the public. Correct. So any road that was built on that area would have to be pursuant to county road standards. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know if it's the diagonal that you all are describing, or it might be a turn. I don't know. That's beyond.
But if we don't pay for it to be developed, then obviously you guys won't pay for it to be developed, and we won't use it, and then Auburn is protected, and then we just pay for the diagonal. Does that make sense?
I think what she's trying to present is that any of the roadway that goes, any of the drive that goes into the platted roadway easement will be built for Taney County Road and Bridge standards and will be submitted to Taney County Road and Bridge. So I'll submit that to Devin for his, for the plans. Because that is a, it's going to, today it is a platted roadway and tomorrow it's going to be a platted roadway as well. So we will honor that and make sure that anything we do is in compliance with Taney County Road and Bridge standards, since it is in a platted roadway easement.
I guess my main question, Travis, is that even an option?
It is what an option? Is developing that road? Sure. I mean,
going private, public to private, and just doing one portion and it not be vacated.
Sure. I mean, it'd be no different than if the east half of it was developed and the road was built and the west half was not developed. I mean, I don't know about that diagonal. I mean, there's engineers that are smarter than I am that know whether that would be an appropriate way to construct that across public road.
I'm talking about legally.
Easement.
Not.
Yeah, legally, I don't have any concern about that. I'm more focused, honestly, on the design about whether that makes sense. Because, I mean, you have to consider the possibility that unless the rest of that platted road is vacated, there is the potential that in the future, I mean, that road could be built. It could be further developed. And so I think that there ought to be some thought put to how, I mean, if you were going to do that diagonal 45, would that be subject to future use or not? And maybe if it was, you just jackhammer it all out and redo it. But I don't think legally that's a problem. I mean, just using a portion of the platted road to develop across there. Now, of course, it would still be the public would have the right to use that. But the reality of it is that without a road being built to the east or west, the only people that are going to be using it are the people who are traversing from 76 to the northern parcel across the platted road to the southern parcel.
Thank you.
I don't think anybody's probably going to be faunching at the bit just to drive down there and say, oh, I'm driving on, you know, public platted road. But
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, well, you know, I am every day.
Thank you.
Speaking of people who may want to access Hillcrest being further developed, have we adequately thought about emergency vehicles, ambulance, fire trucks, accessing this land, getting up through, if there is a backup in traffic, which there is now, what that would do to our emergency vehicles trying to get down the road beyond this point even, and to this point. There are a lot of factors about safety. Ambulance, fire truck, safety as far as being on that road. And I'll throw out about the zoning. Basically, you know, you have a list of density of zoning. We're jumping from agriculture to RV park, which is agriculture's one on density.